Happy New Year. It's so good to see so many of you here at the 11 o'clock Mass. Some of you are still seeming to be waking up as you've been yawning as Mass has started. That you must have been staying up rather late to celebrate the New Year, unlike those of us who just went to bed at a normal time. As we continue to celebrate the birth of Jesus, we turn our attention today to his mother Mary. But we also continue to focus on Jesus as well. We give various titles to Jesus, such as Savior, Christ, Messiah, Lord, Son of Man. And each of these titles expresses an aspect of our understanding of Jesus. In the same way, we give many titles to Our Lady. There's a long list of them in the Litany of Our Lady of Loretto. And the title we celebrate today is Mother of God, one of the oldest titles given to Our Lady. In one sense, the title Mother of God says more about Jesus than it does Our Lady. That I say this because we continue to focus on Jesus today. There is not a separate human Jesus and a separate divine Jesus. There is one Jesus with a human and divine natures, true God and true man. And it's because there is one Jesus, we say that Mary is Mother of God. There is this misunderstanding about this very issue in the 5th century. It led to hundreds of bishops meeting in 431 AD during the Council of Ephesus, which clarified that it is indeed correct and proper to give the title Mother of God to Our Lady, to Mary, because there is one Jesus with a human nature and a divine nature. That even before that clarification happened, the title Mother of God had been used by the faithful when describing Mary. And then following the clarification by the Council of Ephesus, that it is right and proper for the title of Our Lady as Mother of God, as the Theotokos in the Greek. Many churches were dedicated to Our Lady. And in 432, we had the miracle of the snow in August 5th in Rome that led to the construction of the Basilica of St. Mary Major, one of the four major basilicas of our church, which is the first in importance as the Marian shrine for pilgrimages in the world. Today's gospel takes us beyond the biological fact that Mary was a biological mother. It tells us more about her motherhood than that simply she gave birth. That we learn how Mary, together with Joseph, had their baby, had Jesus circumcised when he was 8 days old, introducing him to the covenant, into the covenant between God and the Jewish people. At the same time, they gave him the name Jesus, which means Savior, because he would save this people and all peoples from their sins. And with these actions, we see Mary undertaking the ongoing work of being a mother, treasuring every moment of motherhood in her heart, just as she already treasured her son since she conceived him in her womb. And Mary's motherhood is not simply to conceive and give birth as a biological fact, that together with Joseph, she has the responsibility of nurturing the one who gives life to all. Together with Joseph, she has the privilege of drawing the Word of God, of teaching him how to speak human words in a human language, to oversee the growth and wisdom of the one who is true wisdom and teacher of all. Together, Mary and Joseph initiate the boy into the covenant he himself had made. That their family life brings him to experience the law he himself had given Moses on Mount Sinai. And so, bringing their child up in the wisdom of God's law, they will find him to possess a power and a wisdom that they cannot comprehend. And Mary had conceived a wisdom in her womb that she cannot fully conceive in her mind, but that she does contemplate, that she does hold in the secrets of her heart. And eventually, when they find Jesus in the temple, as we read this past Sunday, after losing him for the 3 days, they will confess that the boy shows a wisdom and a power they simply cannot truly grasp. but accept in faith. Just as Mary's motherhood is a mystery to her from the beginning, when an angel told her that she, a virgin, would conceive, so her motherhood is again a mystery that she can only ponder in faith. She ponders in the depths of her heart. There's so much that Jesus has, the power to work miracles for one, that does not come from her. When she asks him to provide wine at the wedding in Cana, he replies, "Woman, what have you to do with me? My hour has yet to come." And then Jesus goes and performs the miracle at his mother's request. But this event doesn't fully reveal the relationship between Mary and Jesus, because his power to work miracles comes not from his mother, but from his Father who is in heaven, from God the Father. But the words, "My hour has not come," points us forward to the hour of the cross, when Jesus will say to Mary, "Behold your son." It's in here that the importance of Mary's motherhood is fully revealed to us. That her motherhood did not give Jesus the power to work miracles, but it did give him a body in which he could suffer and save us from sins. The full meaning of the Mother of God is that Mary gave an invulnerable, an omnipotent God, an omniscient God of miraculous power, the ability, the vulnerability of a body which could suffer and die and save all of mankind from a life of sin and death. And so we honor her today, because it's she who gave us our Savior, the mother of the Savior, the mother of God. Something that in this new year, let us turn to Mary. That if we want to get to know Jesus better this year, let us get to know his mother. It's something that at the seminary, whenever we had parents come to visit, friends of ours at the seminary when we were in Rome, that we'd get to know the parents, because there's a way to get to know our friends a little bit better. Some of the intricacies of ourselves come from our parents. Certain gestures, certain nods, certain facial expressions that we make because they're the way our parents do them. And that was a way we get to know each other better, by getting to know our parents. The same way of that when you're dating someone, you get to know that parents because you get to know who it is you're dating better. So this year, let us get to know Mary better. In doing so, we will get to know her son better. We'll get to know who the author of life is in getting to know his mother. Then doing so, we will grow closer to our God, grow closer to the Word, and contemplating the depths of the heart of Mary this year.